As I pray now, I want your amen to be dynamic. And I want you to believe God for his touch upon your
life.
Jesus is here. His power is in this place. To save, to heal, and to deliver to the uttermost. I want you to believe that God is a God of signs and wonders. I want you to know that as far as God is concerned, the word impossibility does not exist in his dictionary. As far as the Almighty is concerned, one word from his mouth, just one word, is what any problem needs to disappear. I want you also to understand that immediately God appears at your battlefront, that's the end of the battle. Because the Bible says, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. And there is somebody here this afternoon whose enemies are scattered completely in the name of Jesus. If another person shouts aloud, hallelujah, hallelujah. Raise up your two hands to the heavens.
Now,
as you pray this prayer loud and clear, every conspiracy against my body, in the heavens, in the name of Jesus. Every conspiracy against my health, in the heavens, scatter in the name of Jesus. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let's have a seat. God bless you. As you take a pamphlet, I'm going to our next study, which is healing of body problems, in page number 15. Healing of body problems. Just as the introduction that we had received earlier this morning, that God is interested in healing us body, soul, and spirit. And that man is a spirit living in a body and having a
soul.
That body is like a container housing your soul and your spirit. If something goes wrong with that container, which is called body, the person will have a lot of trouble. That's why they call sicknesses disease. Let's look at our working scripture. Let's start with the powerful passage in Isaiah. Let's open our Bible to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 53.
Isaiah Iketaleni Adota.
One of the most powerful passages in scripture. I want all of us to read it together. From verse 3 to verse 5. Isaiah 53. 3 to 5. Are we there?
Shati shi.
Are we ready?
Shati murato.
Let's go. He's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we eat as it were faces of him. He was despised and wasted in mouth. Surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Verse 5, I want you to now personalize it. Instead of our, you say my. Are you ready? Isaiah 53 verse 5. Let's go. But he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And with his stripes I am healed. Read it again. Read it again. Amen.
Amen.
If you look straight at our outline, number one, look at it under Jesus suffering and your healing.
He suffered
excruciating pain in his body.
They
pierced his hands and feet. His body was cruelly lacerated. The back was ripped, mutilated and torn at the Roman whipping post. Was made to carry a heavy cross which weakened his entire frame. He experienced mocking and spitting. His special appearance was disfigured through the torture. He was wounded in order to destroy the power of sickness. The pain of his wound is the price of our healing. The crown of thorns entered his skull. They spat on him. They struck him on the head. He was beaten. His face was stricken. He was mocked, flogged and crucified. He poured out his blood voluntarily. All this Jesus did so that we may be healed. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with stripes we are healed. If you allow this word to sink into your spirit man, then you will know that sickness has no right to torment your body. You know that your tabernacle as the tabernacle of God is not a habitation of infirmity. Then the outline now goes on to tell us the major causes of sickness: sin, disobedience, demonic attacks, eating the Lord's table unworthily. You can die by taking communion when you are not living a good life. Breaking the laws of nature. Wrong feeding habits. Poor environmental conditions. Or divine chastisement. God can decide to allow an infirmity to chastise you. It could be punishment for disobedience. The outline now goes on to begin to tell us some things that can hinder our healing. All those things can be divided into two categories. Sin, satanic bondage, and
unbelief.
Ati aigbagbo.
Lack of faith.
I need gbagbo.
I believe that by you coming for this convention,
mo gbagbo wipe we wa re si ipago yi.
You have faith that the Lord can heal you.
Apere ni pe o gbekele Oluwa lati wo san.
You have faith that the Lord has an agenda for your life.
O ni gbagbo pe Oluwa ni eto fun aye tire.
And then back there on the outline, you find the scope of all the healing that is available.
La inu owo wa ya o tun ri ipele oniruru iwosan fun ago ara to wa.
And the sicknesses, the categories of sicknesses that the enemy used to torment man.
Ati oriruru ipele aisan ti ota ma fi n da eniyan loro.
And then you start to look at the healing methods.
How do one man wo ona iwosan?
Jesus can touch you like he touched the blind man's eyes.
Jesus le fowo kan gaga bo ti fowo koju afoju ni.
You can receive your healing by laying on of hands.
O le gba iwosan re nipa didawo le ni.
You yourself can rebuke the infirmity.
Iwo ti kara re o le ba iwosan run wi.
You can pray and fast the infirmity out of your life.
O le gbadura gba awe titi ta iwosan run yo fi jade kuro laye re.
You could be anointed with oil and the infirmity will just vanish away.
Ale foro adura yan ki ailera won o si ko wa.
In number 6, where there is overwhelming presence of the power of the Holy Spirit, you will see lots of things, miracles happening there.
Listen, Ikefa, ngba ti agbara Olorun ba so kale gidigidi ninu ifara won re, a o ri pe opolopo ati ogoro ise iyanu yo wa ma sele.
So there are various methods God can heal you.
Oniru rona l'Olorun le gba fi wo san.
And you see how to receive your healings.
How to find them. Afi ni ba se le ri awon ewosan wa gba nibe.
For you.
For.
I want you to close your eyes a little bit.
O fe ko diju re fun sa kan.
What I want you to do.
Ohun ti mo fe ko se.
Is to search your inner man.
Ni wo pe ko ye mi re wo.
And see.
Ko si wo.
Wherever the enemy has been tormenting your life.
Ibi yohu ti ota ti n da aye re loro.
You will now begin to decree.
O wa bere si ni pa ase.
That those things are not supposed to be with you.
Pe awon nkan won ni ko ye ki won wa pelu re.
They should go back to where they came from.
Pe ki won pada lo si bi ti won ba ti wa.
Begin to speak now.
Bere si ni
se be bayi. I give you 1 or 2 minutes to decree.
Opo ni seju kan si meji lati pa lase.
Decree it from your heart.
Pa ase ohun tokan tokan.
You think very well.
Ronu jinle.
Whatever has been going wrong.
Ohun to ba tin sowo di.
Tell the thing, speak to it.
Ba kan lo soro wi fun pe.
But listen.
Gbo yo.
You are not supposed to be here.
Ko ye ko wa nibe.
So lose your hold now.
Itori na jaide re
nisin. And release me completely.
O si fi mi sile patapata.
In the name of Jesus.
Oruko Jesu.
Don't let go to this kind of prayer. Don't negotiate to the enemy.
Ma du na dura pelu ota ni ru adura yi.
But pray from your heart.
Gbàdúrà láti inú ọkàn rẹ ni.
Jesus is here.
Jésù ń bẹ ní.
His power is in this place.
Agbára rẹ̀ sì ń bẹ níbí.
To save, to heal and to deliver to the uttermost.
Láti gbanilà, láti wọlé sàn àti láti dání ní ìdè pátápátá.
That's why we're here.
Ohun tá a wà ń bí fún nìyẹn.
At this convention ground.
Nínú ìpàgọ́ yìí.
In Jesus. Name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Now one of the greatest Pentecostal truths.
Lára àwọn òtítọ́ tó ga jùlọ nínú ìyìnrere.
That has changed many lives.
Tó ti yí ayé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn padà.
Is the fact that Jesus is a healer.
Ní wípé oníwòsàn ni Jésù Kristì.
He is called the great physician.
À ń pè ní oníṣègùn ńlá.
The great physician.
Oníṣègùn ńlá.
We call him the great physician because there is no sickness he cannot heal.
À ń pè lóníṣègùn ńlá nítorí pé kò sí àìsàn kan tí òun ò lè wò tán.
We call him the great physician because when the worldly doctors have given up, he has just started.
À ń pè ní oníṣègùn ńlá nítorí pé gbà tí àwọn oníṣègùn ayé bá jáwọ́ lòun yóò ṣe bẹ̀rẹ̀.
We call him the great physician because he can even speak life into the dead.
À ń pè lóníṣègùn ńlá nítorí pé ó tilẹ̀ lè sọ̀rọ̀ iyè sí òkú tó ti kú.
And as the great physician.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí oníṣègùn ńlá.
Wherever he is invited to do so.
Níbikíbi tá a bá ti pè é pé kó wá ṣiṣẹ́ ìwòsàn.
He moves in the midst.
Yóò gbọ́ àárín àpò.
Ọlọ́run.
And through the Holy Ghost,
nípasẹ̀ ẹ̀mí mímọ́,
they will begin to do things in the life of people.
Yóò wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe nǹkan nínú ayé àwọn
ènìyàn. And therefore, more than any other method of preaching the gospel,
nítorí náà ju ọ̀nà yòówù tá a lè máa gbà wàásù ìyìn rere lọ.
The healing power of the gospel has converted many souls.
Agbára òòsàn ìyìn rere ó ti yí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọkàn padà.
Look at what it says in Luke chapter 5 verse 17.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó wí nínú Luke orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàdínlógún.
Luke 5:17.
Luke orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàdínlógún.
Luke 5:17 says.
Luke orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàdínlógún wípé.
And it came to pass on a certain day.
Ó sì ṣe ní ijọ́ kan.
As he was teaching.
Bí ó sì ti ń kọ́ mi.
That there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by.
Àwọn Farisi àti àwọn amòfin jókòó ní ìhà bẹ̀.
Which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea.
Àwọn tí ó ti ìlú Galilee gbogbo àti Judea.
And Jerusalem.
Àti Jerusalem wá.
And the power of the Lord was present to heal them.
Agbára Olúwa sì ń bẹ láti mú wọn lára dá.
His power was present to heal.
Agbára Olúwa ń bẹ láti mú wọn lára dá.
I'm happy to announce to you today.
Inú mi dùn láti fi to yín létí lónìí.
The eternal words of God in Hebrews 13:8.
Pé ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tayérayé ni ti ń bẹ nínú Hebrews orí kẹtàlá ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹjọ.
Jesus the same yesterday.
Jésù ọ̀kan náà lánà.
Today.
Lónìí.
And forever.
Àti títí láyé.
Can you say that loud and clear?
Nígbà ló ń rárá.
So that power to heal is still available.
Nítorí náà agbára mi ti ń wuni sàn, ó yìí ń bẹ.
All true healing is from God.
Gbogbo ìwòsàn nítòótọ́ látọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run ló ti wá.
From the great physician.
Látọ̀dọ̀ oníṣègùn ńlá ni.
Man cannot heal anybody.
Ènìyàn ò lè mú ẹnikẹ́ni láradá.
Man can help the process of nature.
Ènìyàn lè ṣe ìrànwọ́ fún ètò ìṣẹ̀dá.
A man can help you to release your faith.
Ènìyàn lè ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́ láti tú ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ sílẹ̀.
But God is a healer.
Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run lolùwòsàn.
Without faith in your heart.
Láìsí ìgbàgbọ́ ní ọkàn rẹ.
You be wasting time.
Ó máa fi àkókò ṣòfò.
When you say you want the Lord to heal you.
Bó bá ń wí pé o fẹ́ kó lu ọwọ́ ọ̀sán.
Jesus is the great physician.
Jésù ni oníṣègùn ńlá.
And I cannot recount to you how many times I've seen Jesus perform his role as a great physician.
Mo sì lè nìkan sọ iye ìgbà tí Jésù Kristì ti gbé ojúṣe rẹ̀ ṣe gẹ́gẹ́ bí oníṣègùn ńlá.
I personally can testify to you that I have seen and experienced so much wonderful move of God that I'm convinced that with God nothing is impossible.
Èmi ti kára mi lè sọ àrídájú fún yín pé mo ti rí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ẹ̀rí tọlọ́run débi pé mo lè sọ pé pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run kò sí ohun tó jẹ́ àṣeyọrí.
How can the person who created the body talk to the body and the body disobeys? It's not possible.
Báwo lẹni tó dá ara yóò ṣe wá bá ara òun sọ̀rọ̀ tí ara wa lóhun ò gbọ́?
How can a human doctor claim to know more about your body than the almighty God that created the body?
Báwo ni oníṣègùn lásán-làsàn láàrin àwọn ọmọ ènìyàn ó ṣe wá sọ pé òun mọ̀ nípa àgọ́ ara rẹ ju ọ̀gá òbí
tó ṣe àwọn. This is why he is called the great physician.
Ìdí nìyẹn tá a fi ń pè ní oníṣègùn ńlá.
If you want the great physician to visit you here this afternoon, can I hear you shout a loud hallelujah? Let the person who desires total healing here this afternoon shout the loudest hallelujah. Jesus was on earth.
Ìdí nìyẹn tó fi jẹ́ pé nígbà tí Jésù Kristì wà láyé.
He demonstrates convincingly that he is the great physician.
Ó fi wọ̀n pẹ̀lú àrídájú pípé pé òun ni oníṣègùn ńlá.
Sometimes we just say.
Nígbà mìíràn yóò kàn wípé.
Thy faith has made thee whole.
Ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ ti mú ọ lára dá.
Sometimes we just say.
Nígbà mìíràn yóò wípé.
Be healed.
Gba ìwòsàn.
Sometimes we say.
Ìgbà mìíràn yóò wípé.
Go and wash in the pool and you will see.
Lọ́wẹ̀ nínú odò ara rẹ yóò ti mọ́.
Sometimes we say.
Ìwọ nígbà mìíràn yóò wípé.
Arise.
Dìde.
Take up your bed.
Gbé àkété rẹ.
Go thy way.
Kó o sì máa rìn.
Sometimes you will look at somebody.
Nígbà mìíràn yóò wo ẹnìkan.
And say, Ephata.
Yóò sì pé Ephata.
Be open.
Ṣí.
Sometimes he spits on the ground.
Nígbà mìíràn yóò tutọ́ sí ilẹ̀.
And apply it to the eyes.
Yóò sì fi pa ojú náà.
Some people are complaining that why are some people praying on water for people? Jesus put saliva inside the clay and put it on the eyes of people.
Àwọn ẹlòmíràn àti ẹ̀ma ṣàwá wípé kí ní ṣe táwọn ẹni yìí tó ń gbàdúrà sínú omi fáwọn èèyàn. Jésù Kristì ìtọ́ ló tu sílẹ̀ ó fi ṣe amọ̀ ó sì fi rẹ́ èèyàn kan lójú.
If there is a pastor in this Nigeria now who is spitting on clay and giving it to people to use. and he says God is sending him, and you begin to criticize him, not knowing that God sent him, you are the one that has a problem. God cannot be confined to your own theology.
And
God cannot be subjected to scientific experimentation. Sometimes Jesus will tell somebody, stretch forth your hands. And they stretch forth their hands. Sometimes he will say, you foul spirit, come out. And the person will get healed. Sometimes he lays his hands. And sometimes he advocates using of anointing oil. Like he told his disciples in Mark 6:13 to carry their
oil.
Sometimes he will say, thy sins be forgiven. So you see Jesus using different methods at different times to heal people. Why does he do this? It's because the causes of sickness are different, like it is says in our outline. So when Jesus confronts an infirmity, he sends his axe right to the root of that problem. Human doctors, they need to carry out their own tests to know what is wrong. But Jesus knows what is wrong.
Jesus
knows when the body needs spare parts.
Jesus
is the great physician. Can you shout that loud and clear? And that great physician shall visit you today in the name of Jesus. Sickness, disease is the beginning of a death process. And if you don't stop it, it will graduate to something that's terrible. And God is here today to stop every agenda of infirmity. All sicknesses have an agenda. The agenda is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The agenda is to destroy human lives completely. The agenda is to terminate the life of man. When you talk about terminating the life of man, the enemy has used sickness to achieve this to a great extent. But then, there are some infirmities which the doctors themselves don't understand. Infirmity programmed by the powers of darkness. When this one is harassing a person's life, there are certain signs you can use to know. Number one, when there is a carry over of dream attacks into the physical world. I know a sister, somebody attacked her and was biting her on the breast. By the time she woke up, that right breast started to swell up. Within 2 weeks, it has become so terrible, up to the point of the doctors cutting it off.
And
later, it spread to the second one too. All as a result of a carryover of a dream attack into the physical world. I also remember a sister. She said she was asleep. Somebody brought this thing they used to pound mortar. And this person pounded her stomach. by the next morning. The womb was dropping out. Those are witchcraft inspired and satanically inspired infirmities. So are you here today and you are having an infirmity as a result of a dream you had? It has nothing to do with medicine, it's an attack. Two, this kind of sicknesses, they defy medical diagnosis and treatment. Three, this kind of sickness attacks a person at a particular time of the day. Four, this kind of sickness, once they start, they do it rapidly and kill the person. Five, this kind of sickness sometimes celebrate anniversary. They come the same time of the year. Those are satanically programmed infirmities. Six, this kind of sickness have very strange and unexplainable manifestations. Like that man in those days, he will slap his own head and bring out a cockroach. The doctors have no cure for that. These are satanically programmed infirmities. Seven, you find animals programmed into people's body. The two will be moving about, and wanting to squeeze out their lives. Eight, you see dream attacks. And as a result of that dream attack, it manifests physically exactly like in the dream. Nine, sometimes you find the blood level of somebody just dropping abnormally. Nobody knows what has happened to the blood. It is the activity of drinkers of blood and eaters of flesh. Some, you find their body pining away, they are losing weight, and they say they are not sick. These are some symptoms of satanically inspired infirmities. If we go back to our outline, how do you now receive your healing? Number one, using the word of God. The Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is a weapon to overcome infirmity. Says, if any of you shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, you speak the word of God to that problem, it will move. Number two is faith. Number three is our corporate prayers. The Bible says in James 5:14 that let them come for the elders of the church. Let them pray a corporate prayer on the person will be made whole. Number four is the release of supernatural anointing. Five is the word of authority. When you say, you, this sickness, you mention the name, get out. Seven is obedience to the Lord. The sixth one is confession. The seventh one is obedience to the Lord. Eight is deliverance. Lot of people, after deliverance, they get healed completely, showing that that infirmity is programmed by some powers. Then your faith back up by your action. Will give you your healing. The body may be sick. The soul may be sick. The spirit may be sick. But there is a great physician who will look at these things and who will decide that they should not torment you anymore and deal with the problem from the root. God does not heal you because you have the Holy Ghost. No. God does not heal you because you go to Pentecostal church. No. God does not heal you on the basis of the fact that you are a minister. No. Our goodness and our works does not bring healing. It is not what you have done that qualifies you for healing, it's what Jesus has done. So here today, don't be a spiritual gentleman. Don't be a referee to the word of God. When Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished." Everything about the, our healing was sorted out then. God is a healer. Now I want to give you some prayers now, which you will do well to write down or get this tape. It is prayers to kill infirmity, to kill body diseases. If you have been harassed by infirmity and you know somebody who's been harassed, if you pray these prayers from your heart, you pray it consistently, there is no sickness that will not bow. If you pray it very well, the first prayer is to confess and repent of your sins before the Lord. Confession of sin and repentance. That's the first thing. Number two, you say, "I plead the blood of Jesus over my life." You use the blood of Jesus to wipe away every legal accusation that brought the sickness in. The first one is to confess and repent. Second one is, "I plead the blood of Jesus over my life." Third one, "I bind every spirit of sickness and infirmity." That's the third prayer. These are prayers infirmities don't like. Four. "I break every curse of infirmity." In the name of Jesus. That's the fourth prayer you should pray. The fifth one is to command every arrow of infirmity to go back to the senders. The Bible talks about fiery darts of the enemy. We command them to go back to the senders. The sixth prayer is this: "I destroy every covenant of sickness speaking in my life."
I
destroy every covenant of sickness speaking in my life.
pa gbogbo majemo aisan to nsoro ninu aye mi
run. Because covenants of infirmity can speak.
Nitori awon majemo aisan o le soro.
They be saying, be sick, and the person be sick.
Chaison.
The seventh prayer.
Adura ikeje.
Is to command, I command every altar or shrine.
Mo pàṣẹ kí gbogbo pẹpẹ tàbí ojúbọ.
Working against my health to scatter.
Tó ń ṣe lòdì sí ara líle mi kí wọ́n ó túká.
I command every altar or shrine.
Mo pàṣẹ kí gbogbo pẹpẹ tàbí ojúbọ.
Working against my health.
Tó ń ṣe lòdì sí ara líle mi.
To scatter.
Kí wọ́n ó túká.
Sometimes when people pray these prayers.
Nígbà mìíràn tẹ́lòmíràn bá gbà á.
They may fall down.
Wọ́n lè ṣubú lulẹ̀.
They may notice things moving out of their bodies.
Wọ́n lè kíyèsí pé àwọn nǹkan ń rìn jáde kúrò lára wọn.
Number 8.
Ikejo.
I neutralize.
Mo soda san.
Every negative word.
Gbogbo oro to lodi.
Spoken against my body.
Ti won so lodi si ara mi.
I neutralize.
Mo soda san.
Every negative word.
Gbogbo oro to lodi.
Spoken against my body.
Ti won so si ara mi.
We're talking about prayers to kill infirmity now.
À ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa àwọn àdúrà láti pa ìlera ni o.
Number 9.
Ìkẹsọ̀.
You will pray like this.
Ó gba àdúrà báyìí.
At every witchcraft manipulation.
Gbogbo àyídáyidá àwọn àjẹ́.
Affecting my health.
Tó ń dààmú ara líle mi.
Da kú. Every witchcraft manipulation.
Gbogbo àyídáyidá àwọn àjẹ́.
Affecting my health.
Tó ń dààmú ara líle mi.
Da
kú.
And there is someone here today who needs to pray that prayer very well.
Because in Beni Biloni, it only lasts for 2 hours.
And you'll be amazed at what will happen to you.
Yalenu la ni oti yoshele se maraje.
The tenth prayer you could pray.
Adura eke wa to legba.
Is I bind and cast out.
Mo de mo si lejade.
Every spirit of death.
Gbogbo emi ku.
Assigned against my life.
Ti won yan lodi saye mi.
I bind and cast out.
Mo de mo si lejade.
Every spirit of death.
Gbogbo emi ku.
Assigned against my life.
Ti won yan lodi saye mi.
These are prayers infirmities don't like.
Awon adura wonyi ailera won korira re.
Next time you don't feel too well.
Nígbà mìíràn tí ara rẹ ò bá lé koko.
You lock yourself up in a room.
O bá tira rẹ mọ́ yàrá.
And you begin to pray this prayer.
O bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gba àwọn àdúrà wọ̀nyí.
By the time you get on it for about 30 minutes.
Nígbà tó bá máa fi gbà fún bí 30 minutes.
You will notice an immediate change.
O rí pé àyípadà rere yóò dé.
It will save you money, it will save you time.
Kò ní ná lówó, kò ní ná lákòókò.
To save you, you wasting money to buy this drug, that drug, that drug.
Kò ní kí.
Especially since there are even demons now that will swallow those drugs.
Pàápàá jùlọ lóde òní táwọn ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn kan ti wà tó mọ bí wọ́n ṣe ń gbé
egbògi. And they will render the drug ineffective.
A sì mú kí egbògi ọ̀hún kó má ṣe iṣẹ́ tán ní kó ṣe.
11.
Ìkọkànlá.
I decree.
Mo pàṣẹ.
That whatever the Lord has not planted in my life.
Pé ohun gbogbo tí Olúwa kò gbìn sínú ayé mi.
Should be uprooted by fire.
Kí wọ́n fà tún báyìí nípa iná.
Whatever the Lord has not planted in my life.
Ohun gbogbo tí Olúwa kò gbìn sínú ayé mi.
Be uprooted by fire.
Fà tún nípa iná.
The Bible says every tree the Father has not planted.
Bíbélì ń pé gbogbo igi tí Bàbá kò
gbìn. Shall be rooted up and thrown into the fire.
How far to house was so silly.
I know that somebody here this afternoon.
Oh, my God, can't believe me, not so easy.
What the enemy has planted into your life for many, many years.
So that the fire of God will not fall.
Shall be uprooted instantly in the name of Jesus. Number 12.
Ikejila.
He will say, I destroy.
Moro.
Every negative transmission.
Gbogbo àgbébọ̀ búburú.
From household wickedness.
Látọ̀dọ̀ àwọn ọ̀tá ìdílé.
That is working against my health.
Tó ń dààmú ara líle mi.
I destroy.
Mo run.
Every negative transmission.
Gbogbo àgbébọ̀ búburú.
From household wickedness.
Látọ̀dọ̀ àwọn ọ̀tá ìdílé.
That is working against my health.
Tó ń dààmú ara líle mi.
In the name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
You know Matthew 10:36 tells us.
Ẹ̀rọ pé Matthew orí kẹwàá ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìndínlógójì sọ fún wa pé.
That the enemies of a man shall be the members of his own household.
Àwọn ọ̀tá ènìyàn ni àwọn ará ilé rẹ̀.
That is number 12.
Ìkejìlá nìyẹn.
Number 13.
Ìkẹtàlá.
I curse every disease germ to die.
Mo kẹ́gun fún gbogbo kòkòrò àìsàn kí wọ́n kú.
Whether it's bacteria, whether it's virus.
kòkòrò orí èyí ó wù tán lè jẹ́.
Whether it's parasite.
Ìbá jẹ́ kòkòrò
ajẹ́ nínú. I curse every disease.
Mo pàṣẹ fún gbogbo kòkòrò àìsàn kí wọ́n kú.
Curse them to die.
Géègbó fún wọn pé kí wọ́n kú.
Number 14.
Ìkẹrìnlá.
Say I destroy satanic injections.
Mo pa abẹ́rẹ́ sátánì run.
That is working against my health.
Ètò ń ṣe lòdì sí ìlera mi.
Satanic injections.
Abẹ́rẹ́ sátánì.
That is working against my health.
Tó ń ṣe lòdì sí ara lílo mi.
Prayer 15 that you could pray.
Àdúrà ìkarùndínlógún tó tún lè gbà.
I command my blood and the organs of my body.
Mo pàṣẹ kí ẹ̀jẹ̀ mi àti àwọn ẹ̀yà ara mi.
To be withdrawn from altars of darkness.
Wò kúrò lórí pẹpẹ òkùnkùn.
I command my blood and the organs of my body.
Mo pàṣẹ kí ẹ̀jẹ̀ mi àti àwọn ẹ̀yà ara mi.
To be withdrawn from the altars of darkness.
Wò kúrò lórí pẹpẹ òkùnkùn.
16.
Ìkẹrìndínlógún.
Say, O God, arise.
Ọlọ́run dìde.
And release spare parts from heaven.
Tú àwọn ẹ̀yà ara titun látọ̀run sílẹ̀.
Into parts of my body that needs to be replaced.
Sí àwọn ẹ̀yà ara mi tó nílò ìrọ́pò.
O God, arise.
Ọlọ́run dìde.
And release spare parts from heaven.
Kò sì tú àwọn ẹ̀yà ara titun sílẹ̀ látọ̀run.
Any part of my body that needs to be replaced.
Láti rọ́pò àwọn ẹ̀yà ara mi tó nílò ìrọ́pò.
Number 17.
Ìkẹtàdínlógún.
You will ask the Lord.
O wí fún Olúwa.
To rain down his judgment.
Ó rọ̀jò ìdájọ́ rẹ̀.
Against the powers that want you to die before your time.
Sórí àwọn agbára tó fẹ́ kó o kú síwájú àkókò rẹ̀.
So, O God, arise.
Ọlọ́run dìde.
And rain down your judgment.
Rọ̀jò ìdájọ́ rẹ̀.
On the powers that want me to die before
your time. Sórí àwọn agbára tó fẹ́ kí n kú síwájú àkókò mi.
How many have I told you now?
Mélòó ni mo ti sọ báyìí?
How many?
Mélòó?
Let me tell you a few more before we close.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n sọ díẹ̀ sí ká tó dákẹ́.
Can I say, O God, arise.
Ọlọ́run dìde.
And let your resurrection power.
Kò sì jẹ́ kí agbára àjíǹde rẹ.
Enter into my body.
Kò wọnú àgọ́ ara mi.
O God, arise.
Ọlọ́run dìde.
And let your resurrection power.
Jẹ́ kí agbára àjíǹde rẹ.
Enter into my body.
Kò wọnú àgọ́ ara mi.
And the last but not the least of the prayers.
Èyí tó sì kẹ́yìn nínú àwọn àdúrà wọ̀nyẹn.
Say, you spirit of infirmity, whatever the infirmity you mention.
Ìwọ ẹ̀mí àìlera ó wà dárúkọ láìsàn tó jẹ́ gan.
If it's headache, say headache.
Ìbá jẹ́ orí fífọ́ ni ó wù pé orí fífọ́.
Whatever it is.
Orúkọ yòówù tó lè
wáyé. Say, you spirit of infirmity.
Ìwọ ẹ̀mí àìlera.
Come out of my body.
Jáde kúrò lára mi.
And enter no more.
Kò má sì ṣe wọlé mọ́.
Come out.
Jáde.
And enter.
Kò má sì ṣe wọlé mọ́.
No more. With these prayers.
Pẹ̀lú àwọn àdúrà wọ̀nyí.
Whatever the infirmity is.
Ohunkóhun tí àìlera òun lè jẹ́.
It will receive disgrace.
Yóò gba ìtìjú.
Rise up on your feet now.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde dúró báyìí.
And all eyes closed.
Ìgbògbó á sì díjú wa.
If you have any sickness on your body.
Bí àìsàn kankan bá ń bẹ lágọ̀ọ́ ara rẹ̀.
This is the time to lay your hands on it.
Àkókò láti gbé ọwọ́ lé ìbẹ̀rẹ̀.
And believe God.
Kò sì gba Ọlọ́run
gbọ́. For healing power upon your body, your soul, and your spirit.
Àìsàn ìsọ̀rọ̀ lórí ara ọkàn àti ẹ̀mí rẹ̀.
If you have any sickness on your body.
Bí àìsàn kankan bá ń bẹ lágọ̀ọ́ ara
rẹ̀. Lay your hands upon it now.
Gba ọwọ́ rẹ̀ lé ibẹ̀ báyìí.
And as you lay your hands upon it.
Ibo sì ti ń da ọwọ́ rẹ lé ibẹ̀.
Don't bother whether anyone is looking at you. That's your own business.
Bóyá nìkankan ń wọ kò kọ́.
What you need is the touch of God upon your life.
Òògùn nílò ni ìfọwọ́kọ Ọlọ́run lórí ayé rẹ ń bí ilé
mi. So lay your hands on that place.
Ibo sì gbé ọwọ́ rẹ lé ibẹ̀.
There are three prayers I want you to pray.
Àdúrà mẹ́ta wà tí mo fẹ́ kó o gbà.
As you pray those three prayers, then I will pray.
Nígbà tó bá gba àdúrà mẹ́ta wọn yìí tán wọn wà gba àdúrà.
Then you see what the Lord will begin to do in this arena
now. Lẹ́yìn náà ó lè tó lu ayé bẹ́ẹ̀ sí ṣe nínú gbàgede yìí.
All eyes closed.
Gbogbo ọ̀ dìjú wa.
Bẹ́lẹ̀ we are not here to play.
ara o si nibi lati wa sere.
We are not here to joke.
A o si nibi lati wa
sere. We are here for a special encounter.
Ibapade asaye la wa fun.
Something is happening already over there.
Ewo gbeyo nkan kan ti bere si ni sele.
Something that has been running around in somebody's body.
Nkan to tun wo kakiri ninu ara eni.
Has just been taken out.
O se iye jade wa
and buried into the ground.
O se ti gbe sile ile.
I see someone else over there. As an old woman holding tight to your throat. Sometimes you find it difficult to breathe.
Right
there where you are, the hand of God is touching you. And the evil hold upon your throat has been broken. Shout this after me loud and clear now. Habitation of sickness.
Ibugbe aisan.
Can you say it loud and clear?
Ibugbe aisan.
Hear the word of the Lord.
Waro luwa.
Get out of my body.
Jade kuro lara mi.
Can you say that loud and clear?
Ibugbe aisan.
In the name of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Open your mouth and begin to declare.
Se fala sebe.
Something is happening already. Command the habitation of sickness to get out.
Jesus, you guys are good, daddy.
Rivers upon the Kayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, root of infirmity in my body. Dry up. In the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and begin to declare
that.
Dry them up.
You will be.
Dry them up. Aha. In Jesus' name, pray. Say you strong man. Assign to my hands.
Do you want your tea, Lord? Me.
In the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
Open your mouth and begin to declare. Masukaya boshendera bokunja. In Jesus' name we pray.
Uruko Jesu tagwadura.
End up with silence now. Father, I stand here as a servant. Your word says you yourself. You suffered infirmities for our sake.
You
bore our infirmities on your body. That we might be healed. Your word says by your stripes we are healed. Any infirmity in anybody's body.
Hear
the word of the Lord. That place where you are is not your habitation. The bodies are the temples of the living God. Therefore, I know where you are. Lose your hold now. In the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. 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 In the name of Jesus. That's right. Father, I pray.
Baba, you
are all those who are here now.
Baba,
and witchcraft powers are programmed infirmities into their bodies. Let the infirmity be melted away. In the name of Jesus. 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 The stone in the body be melted away. The arrow in the wound. Come out now. The evil consequences of this wrong surgery. The consequence of this wrong surgery will reverse now in the name of Jesus. The evil swelling on the breast. Begin to check your body now. Put your foot into operation now. Whatever you could not do before, begin to do it now. Yes, that's the power of God that already come upon you. You the serpent of infirmity. Release that woman now. In the name of Jesus. That's tried. Get out of her. Spirit of diabetes and hypertension. Your time is up. You can't say in that body anymore. Lose your holy name. The evil milk that is coming out of the breast, I command you to cease now. In the name of Jesus. Check your body now. Yes.
Then,
if you know you brought an infirmity here, and the Lord has healed you now, you can't see it anymore. Don't allow the devil to put it back into your body. Just find a way quickly to the altar here. So that we can pray with you to put a seal on that miracle.
You
brought a situation here. I know it has disappeared now. Let's find a way quickly to the altar here, so that we'll put a seal on that testimony for you, and the enemy will not be able to put it back. Don't kneel down, stand up, don't kneel down, stand up. I'm not asking you to come out for prayers, no. But you have checked your body, you found that the power of God has healed you.
Let's
find a way here very quickly to put a seal on that testimony. With the spirit of cancer, hear the word of the Lord. That place is not your habitation. I command you to dry up. Now, in the name of Jesus. It's happening already. It's happening already. Thank you, Jesus. The evil swelling inside the womb. Push it out now. It's coming out. Enough is enough. Push it out. In the name of Jesus. Things are happening at a very fast rate. Masika poshentera bokontia. Daribo soponde kaya boshentera bokutola
baba santeria.
I did not ask you to come out for prayers.
You
have checked your body. And your sickness has gone. Those are the people that say should come out. So that we can pray for you to put a seal on that testimony. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Lay your right hand on your head now, wherever you are. The Lord is just telling me now that He wants to remove arrows from brains. Arrows from brains now. Maybe you find that your memory is failing. You find that wherever you go, you seem to be forgetting things. Lay your right hand on your head now. Everybody will shout this with boiling anger.
Arrows
fired into my brain. Someone here, you are from Benin. Your uncle is putting his right leg on your head, and you have not really understood your life since then. Right away, you are, the power of God is coming upon you, and the yoke of that evil man upon your head is broken. That's the person over there. That's the power of God is coming upon you.
Yes,
the power of God. You must be released. This is why Jesus brought you here.
Only that is Bible. It didn't have Jesus be more wasing.
Yeah. Then you that sister that something has disappeared from your womb.
You are ability to come to your mother.
This stony object.
Oh,
quickly come out and report so that the enemy will not put the stone back. So that the enemy will not bring the stone back. Masika poya bushenda busenta. Darimbo kusopende poya bushenda. Larabo kusenta ya ba. So every power. Using my placenta to manipulate my life. Is that the loudest you can shout this
prayer?
Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. We are not here to play, we are here for serious business. That was very serious assignment. Now this next prayer I want you to pray.
I do a talk to you about that day.
May not sound very friendly.
Only talk only you.
it is not supposed to be very friendly.
Kò yẹ kó bá ní dọ̀rẹ̀ rárá.
Because as we pray this prayer,
twelve
different miracles shall happen.
Iṣẹ́ ìyanu méjìlá ọ̀tọ̀ọ̀tọ̀ yóò ṣẹlẹ̀.
One. Some people are suffering from multiple torments of oppressive powers.
Àwọn ọkọ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìdánilóró àwọn agbára adánilóró ló ń yọ wọ́n lẹ́nu.
They shall be set free.
Wọ́n lè yíra.
Two.
Ojeji.
Some people are suffering from partial stroke.
Àwọn kan ń jìyà lábẹ́ ìran lápá ìran lẹ́sẹ̀ láàbọ̀.
The spirit of paralysis shall go back to the senders.
Ẹ̀mí òun yóò ti padà lọ bá àwọn tó wọn.
Three. Some people have been diagnosed with cancer.
Wọ́n ti ní àwọn kan ọ̀nì jẹjẹrẹ.
All of a sudden you touch that place, you won't feel any pain again.
Lójijì ó fọwọ́ pọ̀tẹ̀ kò sí ní sí ìrora.
Four. Migraines of years and years will just vanish.
Ìlú ọlọ́pọ̀ ọdún yóò pòórá lẹ́sí.
Five catawat of the eyes will completely disappear.
Ìbáraẹ̀ ìṣubú yóò kò lábalábátá.
So when you open the eyes and say somebody should look at it, they won't find the catawat.
Lábalábájọ́ òkú kálẹ̀ ló wọ́n wò wọ́n lé rí iná.
Six, the evil ringing, evil voice, evil ringing in the ears.
Ìtọ́ka ohun búburú àti ìwé búburú nínú etí.
Will vanish away.
Yóò kò wá.
Then there are some who have lost their smelling. They can't smell this.
Àwọn ọ̀gọ́dùn tó wà tí wọ́n ò lè kó oró nǹkan mọ́.
Immediately this prayer starts.
Ìṣèṣe tí àdúrà ìgbà bẹ̀rẹ̀.
You'll be able to smell again.
Owó tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kó oró padà.
There are some who have breathing difficulties.
Sọ́wà tó ní ìṣòro pẹ̀lú mímí.
Bad breath.
Owó èmi tí kò dára.
Goiters.
Jẹ́sẹ̀.
Arthritis.
Lápúrò ìwé.
Bone problems.
Ìṣòro.
All of a sudden.
Lójijì.
The power of God will come upon you where you are.
Àgbàrá ọlọ́run yóò pàdé ọdún mi tó wà.
And these things will remind you the way.
Ọ̀gbọ́n yóò sì yọ
kú. As a result of this prayer.
Látàrí àdúrà yìí.
Any power. Something happened to you yesterday.
Oh, gosh, yes,
I wanted to testify, but there was no time. Find a way to the altar here. The Lord is healing a child. Mommy, check that child. There was something wrong with that child.
Oh, gosh,
check. The Lord has just touched that child now.
Olúwaṣẹ́ fọwọ́ kan ọmọ náà
ní ìsinmi. The infirmity in the life of that child has disappeared.
Àìlera ní ayé ọmọ náà ó ti kú ra.
Somebody has been healed.
Ẹni kan gba ìwòsàn.
From satanic bedwetting.
Lọ́wọ́ títọ̀ sílé.
Fire of God is coming upon you.
Ìlọ Ọlọ́run gbà lé ọ.
Thank you Jesus. Thank you Jesus. Thank you Jesus.
Ṣèyí Jésù.
Now this prayer.
Nísinsìnyí àdúrà yìí.
Nobody should joke with.
Tí ẹnikẹ́ni ò gbọ́dọ̀ fọwọ́ yẹpẹrẹ mú.
Every owner of evil